I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, with KKXX Radio. Our show is called Chico Now, but Mondays we also call it Helping People. And that's because I am an associate marriage and family therapist, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And, something that I need to announce. We're moving. Our office is moving, but just down the road. So we are currently located right next to the police station on Humboldt, and it's a little strip of businesses, and we're just hopping over into the circular professional plaza. It's giant, and the rooms are bigger, and the view out of our windows, every window has a beautiful view of flowers and greenery, and it's going to be amazing. So if anybody want, and we're hiring, so we will be having even more availability. So if you've ever called and we were pretty full, it's because we are busy helping everyone and we just want to keep helping. So the phone number to our office is 530-410-0505. You can call and try to get an appointment, or just swing by and check out the new office and just say, hey, I just want to be looky-loo. We want to see the new building, and we will let you in and give you a tour. There's always someone there. Okay, my guest today is Melinda Haynes. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Chico, and she was my guest last week as well. And we're just so inspired. Melinda and I are soul sisters. We have very similar personalities, and we're both super excited about helping the world. And at some point in each of our lives, mine was about 11 years ago, we both read the book Boundaries by Drs. Cloud and Townsend and loved it. And it changed us. Like, you know, no one is perfect. And if we don't learn healthy boundaries as children by our parents, if that's something that our parents didn't learn and so they couldn't pass it down to us, it's something that we have to learn as adults. And let me tell you guys, it rocked my world. It just was a game changer. That book was, I swear that book was written by God himself through Drs. Cloud and Townsend. Yes. So we just thought, let's talk about boundaries. So we're going to do a series over here for 3, 4, 5 weeks. Who knows? We're just going to talk about it because there's so many things to talk about regarding boundaries. So Melinda, yes, could you introduce yourself to our listeners and give them your license number and your contact info?
Yes, ma'am. I am Melinda Haynes, license number 102308 here in California. My phone number is 530-518-1406. You can also find me on Twitter at Tweetment Plan.
Tweetment Plan?
Tweetment Plan.
Oh, that's so cute. That's why I couldn't find you. You guys, she followed me on Twitter and I was going to tag her that she was going to be my guest. And I don't know what I'm doing. I guess you can follow people back. But I had no idea.
Me back. It triggered my abandonment issues. So
I had no idea that. Who that person was that followed me. Who the heck is Tweetment Plan?
It was me.
All right. We got this figured out, guys. That's why I wondered why some random person shared my tweet.
<It's> me,
wow.
I am random.
Random strangers are finding me. I'm so famous.
Don't judge me, Jessica. Don't judge my randomness.
Oh, I'm not. But my fame has now crashed because I thought, strangers are following me.
I am a stranger. Well, you just happen to know me.
People are strange, yes, when exactly. You're a stranger. Okay. All right, guys. So we are just having a good time in here, but it's still...
This is a serious topic.
We're going to talk about boundaries. Melinda, will you tell them what are boundaries? And what are they? What aren't they? Like, how do we know if our boundaries... Give us a quick overview.
That's a lot of information right there.
Just a quick little snippet.
Okay. So a boundary basically is a non-physical sense of where I end and where you begin. It's kind of like this invisible, I don't want to say a wall, but it's like a very friendly barrier.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it protects us. It helps us know the difference between me and you regarding our emotions, our responsibilities, our ideas, values, beliefs, identity, and our behaviors. Mm.
In the book, Drs. Henry Cloud and John Townsend, they describe a boundary like a personal gate. So your person is a house, and you have a fence around your house to keep you safe, right? We keep the bad guys out, and we keep our toys in or whatever we've got in our yard. Our kids stay in because we have the fence, right? And they talk about the fence is our boundary, but then we also have gates. We have to be able to get in and out of our fence and let the good stuff come in and keep the bad stuff out and step out of our fence and take that chance and ask for help.
Exactly. And if our boundaries are too rigid, then maybe we have like some kind of iron wall. And we just don't ever let anything in, even when it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that can be bad.
Yes. That was my unhealthy boundary that I had to relearn, was having not allowing the good in.
Right.
So people would offer help, and I'd be like, no, I got it.
I'm independent. Miss Independent over here. Yeah.
I still struggle with it. It's still a constant battle. All right, guys. Yeah. Commercial break. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes. We will return after this short message.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome. Okay, so this is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, and we are both psychotherapists. And I want to remind you that while we are in the professional field of psychology and psychotherapy, this is not to be considered a substitute for your own personal help. This is 30 minutes with commercials, giving you some information. If you're triggered by anything we talk about that's happening in your life, I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who is trained and can help you explore the specifics that are going on for you. So marriage and family therapists, clinical social workers, psychologists, all of the licensed professional clinical counselors, all of those folks can sit with you and learn more about you and teach you more about boundaries and how they've been affecting you previously and how altering them can change your life. I am not even kidding. Guys, I am not exaggerating when I say my life got so much easier once I learned healthy boundaries.
Yeah. After that initial kind of scary part.
Yeah, I think for a lot of my clients, what I hear them say is it's exhausting and it's exhausting when they're trying to reestablish boundaries with family members.
Right.
Because they've already been in this lifelong pattern of interacting with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's also this pushback from the people that are all of a sudden getting these boundaries placed upon them. They weren't used to having those boundaries. And they're like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah. It's been working for them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your unhealthy boundaries have been really working for them.
They're benefiting.
Yeah.
Right. And then so when you set that boundary, they're like, oh, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. And they push back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be really sure and confident in setting those healthy boundaries, because we need to expect that pushback and we need to be ready for it and to be able to say, you know what, mm-hmm. it's a new day.
Right. Yep. It's a new day, a new dawn. We're going to, we're going to reassert this. So that's what's nice about having the book. And you know what else I liked about these books is I am someone who really benefits from scripting. Mm. And so I still remember one of the scripts that one of the authors was saying about how somebody at the church had asked his wife to be part of a committee or something. And he remembered overhearing her conversation on the phone saying, oh, I'm really honored to be thought of for that. I have a little bit too many other things on my plate, and I want to be able to give my all if I were to sit on your committee.
Yes,
and because I can't give my all, I'm going to decline.
That's good, yeah.
And if I would have been on the receiving end 11 years ago before reading this book of that, I would be so flattered they invited me. I'd be afraid if I didn't do it, they wouldn't ask me to be on a different committee.
Right. I'd feel obligated.
Burning my bridges. Yeah. Yeah. And then I would say yes, and overload my plate, and where would that spill over? With my family. With my little dude who I would want to hang out with, but I'm sorry, mommy has to go to work. Now mommy's on this committee. Now mommy said yes to all these other people, and the only person that I can say no to is my son. And is that healthy? Absolutely not. Who's my priority? He is.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Speaking of scripted, we can say things like, I'm sorry you feel that way,
mm-hmm.
if somebody's starting to push back. Or we can say, you know what? To ourselves, we can say, I don't owe you an explanation.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. So when mm-hmm. we tell ourselves and when we tell other people these things that are actually very healthy, if we have this prepared in advance, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? So we never have to sit there and like, oh, no, this is was this a good boundary choice? Was this not? We know ahead of time. And so we can do it with power.
Yes. Power and confidence.
And love.
Yes. Yes.
Power and love. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we can be confident in the decisions that we made when other people
exactly.
are trying to convince us to revert back.
Exactly. Or when we try to get ourselves to revert back.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because it feels familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel guilty.
Oh,
like,
the
oh,
guilt.
I can't set this healthy boundary. Well, no. You know what? We have these things that we're already ready to tell ourselves as self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, you know what? This is a healthy boundary. And it is okay that I say no in this circumstance. Or mm-hmm. it is okay that I say not now mm-hmm. in this circumstance. God tells us no sometimes.
Yes.
God says not now sometimes.
Oh, don't you hate it when he does that?
Yeah. But in doing such, like when we see it from that perspective, we see that God sets boundaries in the universe.
Uh-huh.
There are seasons. You know, the ocean, he told the ocean you can only go this far. He tells the sun when to rise, when to set. Those kinds of boundaries in life, because he created life and he set those boundaries, we can do the same thing. We don't have to feel guilty about setting a healthy boundary.
He's the great role model.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay, so we were talking earlier about the gate around with our fence. And so we have the fence to keep us safe, right? We have our personal space, our bubble.
Yes.
And but we also have a gate in our fence because we don't want to be trapped, right? We need to come and go.
Right.
So sometimes the gate will swing one direction and people will step out of their fence and they'll give and give and give and give. That was the kind of person that I was.
Mm-hmm.
A friend need me to babysit their child. Okay.
Yes.
Someone asked me to be on the committee. Okay. Regardless of whether how convenient it was for me. And then sometimes the gate swings the other direction. And so you're inviting people in and you're asking for help and you're asking for help, but you're not stepping out of your comfort zone in order to help others. So those are the folks who society likes to call takers, right? Help me, do this for me, give me a favor, run this errand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're not actually stepping out and helping other people or offering. Yeah. Okay, commercial break. Do you want to know why those two are unhealthy? Especially the helping others. That's a really unhealthy one.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, Associate Marriage and Family Therapist number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can call Chico Creek Counseling at 530-410-0505. I also am here with my friend and co-host, Melinda Haynes. almost
this time.
last week I called her by one of my favorite, I just don't know a lot of Melindas in our field. I have a favorite instructor when I was in grad school. My mouth wants to use that name. Anyways, Melinda Haynes.
I forgive you.
At least she's my favorite. At least it wasn't like, oh, we had that instructor from Hades. You know, you're like,
I hated her.
Yeah. Now I'm calling her. At least it's my favorite one.
You remind me of her a lot.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, we're talking about boundaries. Melinda, could you give these folks your contact info real quick?
Yes, I'm Melinda Haynes, license number 102308. My phone number is 530-518-1406.
Okay, so we're talking about our gait, and sometimes it swings one direction and we step out of it, helping other people all the time, helping the world, saving the world, doing what people need to be done. And we give at our own detriment. And then other times a gait will only swing one direction. I can't remember which direction is which, guys. And I read the book, but it's been a lot of years.
It's in or out.
Yeah. So, and we're asking people to come into our fence and asking for their help all the time. But when others need help, it's just really not convenient for us. And so we receive a lot of help.
Yeah.
We say, nope, sorry, can't do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's pretty obvious. A lot of people can think of like, oh, I know someone who takes. But the people who are givers, it feels like, well, I'm just a kind person. Well, I'm just a compassionate person. Well, I can't say no to that person because I really care about them and they need me.
And being a good Christian.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get a little closer to your mic.
And so I want to really focus on that one. And then if we have time for the second one, because I think that the enemy likes to massage the truth and burn us out.
Yeah.
And give us, like, we get burned out, and then we get burned out on church and on Christ because we can't say no. And we were not created to be yes men, right? We were given free will.
Right.
So. Right. We weren't created for yet to be yes men, and so we don't need to be yes men to each other either.
And there's an example, I think, in the book where they talk about Moses, who was doing too much. And, gosh, this is putting me on the spot here on my Bible reading. But somebody, I think it was a relative, told him, what you are doing is not good, because he was doing too much. And so then he had to learn how to delegate. Because we can sometimes do too much for other people, where we're enabling them to stay weak.
Oh, yes, that's true.
We're enabling them to stay in the victim mentality. We're enabling them to do things that maybe they shouldn't do.
We're robbing them of the opportunity to grow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so by us saying no and saying that, you know what, you can do this yourself, I'm going to be right here with you, cheering you on. I'm going to be your biggest supporter, your biggest cheerleader, but I'm going to let you do it yourself. Mm-hmm. That's a good lesson for them to say, I can do this, and also gives them an opportunity to reach out towards God instead of you. You're not the savior.
Right.
God is.
So when you're doing something for somebody and it's too much or it's inconvenient for you, it's drawing you away from the Lord, you away from your relationship with this person, because now there might be a little bit of resentment there because it's inconvenient.
Right.
And you're robbing them of the opportunity to master a skill or to grow closer to the Lord.
Exactly. And when we do that to our children, sometimes we can inadvertently send the message of, you're not capable.
Yeah.
Mommy or daddy has to do everything for you because you can't do it. Mm-hmm. We don't intend to send that message. No. Sometimes we just think we're being like these really awesome, helpful parents. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we end up being overly involved or overly doing things mm-hmm. for our children. And then they end up thinking, oh, well, mm-hmm. mom will do it.
Right.
That'll do it.
And then we go, why do we have these entitled kids?
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did everything for them. They should be grateful.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so when we have our boundaries set, not with just, you know, our coworkers or our spouse or whatever, with our children as well, then everybody around us can start to learn how to be healthy. And even if they don't, you know what? We've done our best mm-hmm. in setting a good example.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think that when we're doing that and we're setting the example for others, I think there's something nurturing that we're doing for ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're saying, I'm worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm worth, like, saying no and still being respected.
Right.
I'm worth having this healthy boundary and people still can love me and I am lovable mm-hmm. and people can still respect me. It's not about what I can do for you, but it's about who I am.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, can you believe it? Time's already up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, all right, guys. Well, we will be here next week, both of us, and we're going to continue talking about boundaries because it's such a good and deep topic. Oh, I don't know where we're going to go with it next week. Maybe on kids, maybe on teenagers, maybe on coworkers, maybe on your spouse. Who knows? Stay tuned. And you can, if you missed any part of this, you can listen to it online on our podcast. Go to kkxx.net, click on podcasts, then click on Chico Now. Then click on Jessica Wilkerson. It's easy as that.